This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين إله العالمين وبه نستعين ونصلي ونسلم على خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for having gathered us here once again, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to surround us with the malaika and to cause His mercy and His sakina to descend upon us and to raise us with the anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam and those whom He has mentioned with them. When Adam alayhi salatu wa salam was told to enter into Jannah, he was given only one command, and that was not to eat from a certain tree. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him, go, enjoy, live, eat, but this tree, don't eat from it. After some time, Satan the accursed came to him and told him, you know, your Lord has only stopped you from eating from this tree solely because you will become an angel, or you will live forever. So eat from it. Don't you want to live here forever? Look at the deception that Shaitan gave them. So they both, Adam and Hawa, ate from that tree. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَلَمَّا ذَاقَ الشَّجَرَةَ بَدَتْ لَهُمَا سَوْآتُهُمَا وَطَفِقَا يَخْصِفَانِ عَلَيْهِمَا مِنْ وَرَقِ الْجَنَّةِ. So when they tasted the tree, then Allah, or from the tree, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, their private parts became exposed and they began to take from the leaves of Jannah, trying to cover themselves. Previously, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala covered them. He had clothed them, and here they were stark naked. So they took the leaves of Jannah trying to cover their private parts. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, in this there is a lesson for us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has clothed us with sitr. He's covered us, He's covered our sins, He's hid away our sins. It is only when we go and expose ourselves to others that we become exposed. When we commit sin out in the open, rashly, and we do it proudly, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exposes us. You know, in one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that on the day of Qiyamah, a man will come, فَيُلْقِ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ كَنَفًا. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put His cover over him. He'll cover him and He'll say, have you done such and such a sin? So he'll say, yes, I've done it. Then he will ask him again, have you done such and such a sin? So he says, yes, I've done it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell him, قَدْ سَتَرْتُهَا لَكَ فِي الدُّنْيَا فَهَا أَنَا أَغْفِرُهَا لَكَ الْيَوْمِ. I hid them away for you in the dunya. People didn't know about them. You were clever enough to keep your sins hidden to yourself. So here I am forgiving you those sins today. Allahu Akbar. What does this mean? This means that the man will come with those sins. He wouldn't have sought istighfar. He wouldn't have asked for forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this dunya. But because he had enough shame to say, ya Allah, I'm doing something wrong, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives him in the akhirah. You see, when you have a child and you tell that child not to do something, and he's weak, so he goes behind the wall, he hides away and he does it. That is not as bad as when, as soon as you tell him don't do it, he comes and he says, I'll do it. Who are you to tell me? What does that mean? It means you have arrogance. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the highest of examples. He has told us to keep away from certain sins. If you have a weakness, if you have some wrongdoing, then keep it between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Seek forgiveness again and again, no matter how many times you return to the sin. Why? Because you have a chance in the akhirah. You know, some of us have this problem of perhaps smoking marijuana. You know, and we're smoking it every day, but we do it out in the open. We go and we, you know, roll that slip, as they say, and then pick it up and light it up in front of everybody, for everyone.
everyone to see. Why can't you hide away in the toilet or go into a certain room and do it if you must? And if you can, then keep away from it. Why? Because at least you are showing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I have some shame. I know what I am doing is wrong, but I am weak, Ya Allah. Grant me the strength to give this up. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you that strength. Some of us then go and we post pictures of this on social media, on Facebook. Hey, look at my honey. Look at my honey. Why are you doing that? Why do you want to show the whole world that which Allah is angry with? He hid away your sins that you committed with her. He covered you, and then you go out and expose yourself. For what? To what end? What are you achieving? And lastly, in these ayat, we see that as soon as they committed the sin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks them, why did you do this? They explain to me that we are wrong. Inna ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا إِن لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. Indeed, we oppressed ourselves. And if you don't forgive us, O Allah, and you don't have mercy upon us, O Allah, then we will be from amongst the losers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives them their sins, but one catch, they still face the consequence of that sin. What happens? They end up coming to the earth. They are no longer in Jannah. You are no longer deserving of this Jannah. What does this mean? Sometimes you seek forgiveness for a sin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives you, but you will suffer the consequence of that sin because you have brought it upon yourself. So try in the first place not to commit the sin at all. And if you have committed it, then seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At-ta'ibu min al-dhanbi kamal la dhanba lah. The one who seeks forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is like one who has no sins whatsoever. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us that mercy and that rahmah that we so need. Ameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.